Good afternoon. More widespread cloudiness today will prevent temperatures from getting as high as the last couple of days in the lower 90s. Still, most places should reach the lower to mid 80s by mid to late afternoon. That extensive cloud cover will also limit the thunderstorm potential, particularly across the northern parts of New York and New England, while along the I-90 corridor and point south, we still run the risk at some thunderstorms, some of which could be on the stronger side with gusty winds, torrential downpours, even some small hail, and of course, frequent lightning. This activity will die down during the evening, and skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy overnight. It'll be another warm and muggy night with temperatures back into the middle and upper 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where an unseasonably strong area of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will generate a storm system riding along the Ohio Valley. During the day tomorrow, this could touch off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the warmth and humidity, with highs reaching into the lower 80s. As this system arrives after dark tomorrow night, precipitation coverage and intensity will increase, and as the storm system moves through, the precipitation will become heavy at times, perhaps with thunderstorms and torrential downpours. This will last into early Friday morning, with scattered showers and thunderstorms through the morning commute before things start to wind down during the middle portion of the afternoon. On Friday, we'll still have plenty of clouds otherwise, and temperatures will top out close to 80. Even after this system moves through for the weekend, the weather will remain a bit unsettled with mostly cloudy skies and a few showers and thunderstorms for both Saturday and Sunday as energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will still have to make its way through. Temperatures will be in the lower 80s both days and jump up to the lower to mid-80s under a mix of sun and clouds, but still the risk of it a few showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the mid and upper Mississippi Valley into the northeast. This area will be characterized by dew points in the 70s with moderate to strong instability. Additionally, deep layer shear will be initially adequate for a few supercells where the greatest destabilization is expected in the lower Ohio Valley before quickly growing upscale into a mesoscale convective system. All severe weather types will be possible with any supercells that develop. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms near 90. Boston, hazy sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, partly cloudy with the chance of a shower and highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 99, set in 1951. And the record low, 39, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid again today, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible with highs right around 90. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, patchy dense fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, warm, humid today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, warm and humid today with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the mid-80s. partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with patchy dense fog and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous late in the day, and heavy rain tomorrow night, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday around 80. More clouds, scattered showers and storms Saturday in the lower 80s. Just a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for the first few days of July, highs staying in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.